The Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are not only a recounting of the events of Jesus' life and the teaching of Jesus, but they are also a textbook for the church. They are a manual for discipleship. They are meant to be instructive to the church, to you and to me, to followers of Jesus, to disciples, on how to live our lives. And the images that associate themselves with the shepherd and the sheep are really images about authority and leadership. They're drawn from a very homey experience that is not ours, but truly is the experience of Middle Eastern people. A sheepfold is not like a corral. It's not like a corral that holds horses or a pen that holds cows. The sheepfold is very often found in a very far-flung, empty space. It is a large, circular space that is held in by a small rock wall. And it can accommodate many sheep, hundreds, maybe even as many as 1,000. And so what shepherds would do as the night came on, they would lead their sheep to the sheepfold. And sometimes 2 or 4 or 8 or 12 or 16 shepherds would converge upon the same spot. And there they would hold their sheep for the night. Because the night is very dangerous. If you're in the Arabian Desert or in the Sinai, during the day, you see nothing on the ground except sand. But if you get up at dawn and by the first light, you see thousands and thousands of footprints. During the night, the creatures have come out, the predators. They're not out during the daytime because it's too hot. They hide during the daytime. But at night they come out. So the night is a fairly dangerous time for the sheep. The sheep are kept in this sheepfold. And then the next morning, the shepherd enters the sheepfold, and the sheep follow their shepherd because the sheep know the voice of the shepherd. And the shepherd knows each of those sheep by name. Shepherds are strange and weird people. For months and years on end, they have almost no human contact. They live in the wilderness with their sheep. They become almost one with the sheep. You can go a little stir crazy when the only thing you have to talk to are sheep. There's an intimacy that develops between the shepherd and the sheep. The sheep know the shepherd, and the shepherd knows the sheep. Well, those are the images that Jesus plays on. Those are the images that he uses. Now, the question of leadership and the question of authority. I want to suggest to you that there are 4 points that are drawn in the early part of this Sunday's Gospel. The gatekeeper opens the gate for the shepherd. The shepherd, or the leader, or the one who exercises authority, is one who is obedient to the order. is obedient to the good order, allows the gatekeeper to open up the gate, seeks entrance into the sheepfold, does not climb over the wall, follows good order. The second thing is the sheep know the voice of the shepherd. The sheep have a relationship with the shepherd. Those who are led are to have a relationship with the leader, with the person in authority. And that relationship is to be personal, because the third thing we're told is that the shepherd calls the sheep by name. Authority, the exercise of authority, the exercise of leadership is fundamentally relational. When I was in college, I was told in the sociology class that there is both ascribed and acquired authority. Ascribed authority is the kind of authority a person gets just by being chosen for a job. So, for instance, just because the teacher is the teacher has an ascribed authority. But that kind of authority is very thin. Acquired authority has to do with relationship. As the teacher comes to know that student, as the student comes to know that teacher, as the student and the teacher come to understand each other, as the teacher is there for the good of the student, as the student recognizes, even in the discipline, the care the teacher has for him or her, that's acquired authority, far more important and far more powerful than ascribed authority. So Jesus says that the authority, the leadership to be exercised is relational. Then we're told that the shepherd leads. The shepherd leads the sheep out, and the shepherd walks in front. Leadership or authority demands that the person who exercises that has the courage to step out in front. There is no place for a coward in the exercise of leadership or authority. And when the shepherd steps out front, when the shepherd walks in front of the sheep, we are told that the sheep will follow. Why? Because they recognize the shepherd's voice. So that's the image that Jesus lays out for us, an image in which he invites his disciples to understand what it means to exercise and to live with authority and to be a leader. To be a leader in one's household, to be a leader in one's classroom, to be a leader in one's workplace, to be a leader in one's neighborhood, to be a leader in one's congregation, to be a leader. It is the model of servant leadership. And that precisely is the model that Jesus offers to his disciples. I have come not to be served, but I have come to serve and to give my life as a ransom for many. So as we come week by week by week to the altar of the Lord, as we celebrate the very mystery of Christ, as you and I seek to walk more deeply in what it is to be a disciple, we recognize that every single one of us exercises a kind of leadership. Every single person does. Every single person has a sphere of influence in which he or she is looked to and has authority. That authority becomes real because it's relational. You know, I learned that when I was 14 years old. The first job I had was bagging groceries at Applebaum's. I bagged groceries for 2 or 3 years. Abe Applebaum was the manager of that particular store. There is absolutely nothing that Abe would ever ask an employee to do that he would not do himself. He would stand shoulder to shoulder with a 14-year-old and bag groceries. He would push a broom. He would haul produce. He would carry groceries to the back of someone's car. He would cut meat. He would do whatever. He would stock shelves. He would be the first one there in the morning and the last one there in the evening. And everybody had a relationship with him. And he knew everyone. And everyone had an experience of being valued by him. And so when he stepped forward, every one of those people, from the youngest kid bagging groceries to the seasoned meat cutter, would follow. That's the kind of servant leadership Jesus talks about. That's the kind of servant leadership that is to mark church communities. That is the kind of servant leadership that is to mark Christian gatherings. We gather today to celebrate the mystery of Christ, the mystery by which you and I are drawn more deeply into the very image and the likeness of Christ. We turn to the Lord God and we pray in faith.